Mayor Paul Soglin got the phone call from Oscar Mayer executives last night about the company's decision to close its Madison plant.
The impact on Madison and the metro area has got to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Over the next 12 to 24 months, 1,000 workers will lose their jobs. While no one from Oscar Mayer was available for comment, Soglin says some of the corporate positions will be relocated to the company's Chicago offices. Pat Schramm is the executive director of the region's Workforce Development Board.
There's never been a better time in this community for this to happen because all the relationships are in place.
Schramm says a rapid response plan will be launched to get workers into new jobs. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Oscar Mayer plant has been in Madison for nearly 100 years.
It's one of those places that was always there that we thought was always going to be there.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says while the loss of 1,000 jobs is a shock to the community, he remains optimistic.
We are not in the depths of a recession right now. We are in a period where we're experiencing economic growth. We're in a period where we have employers who are looking for hard-working, skilled laborers, just like those folks working at Oscar Mayer's.
The Department of Workforce Development is set to launch a rapid response plan to get workers into new jobs. The plant in Madison isn't the only one shutting down. Six other sites in the U.S. and Canada will close, resulting in the loss of nearly 3,000 jobs. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.